Hello and welcome to EPA's Research Highlights. Today's highlight, moving new technologies into the world marketplace. A new EPA water research partnership was formed during the 2007 Clean Water Partnership Summit, held recently at National Risk Management Research Laboratory headquarters in Cincinnati. More than 200 global water quality specialists were present at the signing of a cooperative research and development agreement between EPA and the Center of Advanced Materials for Purification of Water with Systems, a research and education program at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. The agreement involves NERML scientists in Cincinnati in the testing and scale-up of water purification technologies developed by University of Illinois researchers. Representatives from 10 countries and more than two dozen U.S. universities, plus industry and investment firms, technology entrepreneurs, and government agencies attended the partnership summit. Speakers focused on the emergence of clean water technologies and their worldwide importance, especially for countries with chronic water shortages. NERML researchers highlighted two significant EPA technologies at the meeting: a gravity-fed reactor that biologically treats drinking water as well as wastewater, and a technology to reduce arsenic and mercury in drinking water. Both were developed through EPA collaborative programs. The meeting focused on market needs and promising technologies in four areas: sustainability, green tools and technologies such as cleaner industrial processes to minimize human impacts on the environment; drinking water and wastewater, state-of-the-science analyses, instrumentation, monitoring, and assessment tools to ensure safe drinking water; methods for applying wastewater treatment and hazardous waste remediation to meet industry and community needs; homeland security, prevention and mitigation of terrorist attacks on drinking water systems through rapid identification, containment, decontamination, and disposal; and ecosystems, green technologies for pollution management and prevention, risk assessment, and evaluation of ecosystem health. Of the 114 attendees representing industry, more than 74% identified a potential partnership with EPA. A total of 8 pending deals in the areas of drinking water and wastewater, sustainability, and ecosystem technology were identified. More than 90% of the industry representatives expressed an interest in attending other events focusing on partnerships with EPA. In an initial invitation to the summit meeting, NERML Director Sally Gutierrez noted EPA's unparalleled system of federally funded laboratories and called for cooperation with global water specialists to create the industries of the future. For more information about this and other EPA research, visit epa.gov/nrmrl.